Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. For the first time, the White House is imposing fresh sanctions on Moscow while directly blaming Russia for interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. VOA's Michael Bowman reports on reaction from U.S. lawmakers.
Republican Senator Tom Tillis told VOA the new sanctions put much-needed pressure on Russia.
We've got to figure out some way to curtail their malign activities, whether it's cyber or otherwise.
Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy suggested the sanctions are a welcome break from the Trump White House turning a blind eye to Russian meddling.
Even though it's not much, even a little bit's better than nothing.
In a statement, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said, quote, targeted sanctions are part of a broader effort to address the ongoing nefarious attacks emanating from Russia. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Leaders of Britain, France, Germany, and the U.S. have condemned the poisoning of a former Russian spy on British soil. Here's British Prime Minister Theresa May.
Allies are standing alongside us and saying this is part of a pattern of activity that we have seen from Russia in their interference, their disruption that they have perpetrated across a number of countries in Europe. This happened in the UK, but it could have happened anywhere. And we take a united stance against it.
Former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia remain in serious condition after exposure to a nerve agent. United Nations Security Council a renewed peacekeeping mission in South Sudan for another year and threaten an arms embargo if fighting continues. Peace agreement signed in December has failed to take hold in South Sudan. This is VOA News. Thousands of men, women, and children have fled Syria's eastern Ghouta region, and rebels have held that area since 2012, but now Syrian troops are in control of most of the area after repeated shelling and airstrikes. Meantime, the United States is demanding the world hold Syria's government, Russia, and Iran responsible for what a top U.S. official calls some of the worst atrocities known to man. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster spoke of the horrors of President Bashar al-Assad's regime, accused of committing during Thursday's marking of the 7th anniversary of the start of the Syrian conflict.
The Assad regime has killed indiscriminately, tortured, starved, raped, and used chemical weapons on its own people. It has attacked hospitals and schools, and countless Syrians have been arrested, abducted, or have simply disappeared.
So far, McMaster and other U.S. officials have emphasized an approach using political and economic pressure, pointing to ramped-up sanctions against both Iran and Russia. Washington Post newspaper reporting that President Trump has decided to replace H.R. McMaster as his national security advisor. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said change can come at any time.
As you move through an administration, you have different priorities that you're focused on and different people that are going to lead those efforts and lead those priorities. So you may have changes from time to time. The president is committed, though, to making sure he has the right people in the right place at the right time.
Post also reported that McMaster's ouster is part of a major shakeup at the top levels of the Trump director, Mike Pompeo. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says President Trump could soon consider new punitive measures against China for alleged theft of intellectual property. U.S. officials, according to news accounts, are considering imposing as much as $60 billion in annual tariffs against Chinese information technology, telecommunications, and consumer exports that come to the U.S. as an effort to trim its chronic annual trade deficit with Beijing by $100 billion. Last year, the U.S. said it imported Chinese goods worth $375 billion, more than it exported to China. And a pedestrian bridge in the U.S. state of Florida, which was only a few days old, collapsed over a highway, crushing several cars, so far killing six. They believe others might be trapped. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.